You're listening to Interviews with Adam. I am your host, Adam Miller. And today we are joined by Dr. Jason Peters, who is an Associate Vice President of Connections for the Voice of the Martyrs, a ministry that I'm sure our listeners are well aware of. Jason, they have heard much from Todd Nettleton about Voice of the Martyrs in the past and even during this month. So we're excited to hear a little bit more about this book that you have available through your ministry called I Am In. Why don't you get us started by telling us a little bit about this new project?
Yeah, thanks so much, Adam. It's great to be with you. And yeah, we're excited about what God is doing through this entire initiative. It's really, we are praying that it will turn into a movement of inspiration for American Christians, because the reality is we are facing Islamic extremists. You know, every time we turn on the news, you know, we hear stories about people who are being attacked. I mean, just a couple of days ago, there was the attack in Brussels. A few days before that, attack in Turkey. I was in Turkey just a couple of weeks ago. The day after I left, there was a bombing in the square where I was. I mean, it's happening all the time. And the reality is that it's not going to stop. Islamic extremism is on the rise in many parts of the world. And so the question is, how do we respond as Christians? And that's what this entire movement is about, is saying we're going to respond by standing with our brothers and sisters. We're not going to let them suffer in silence, and we're not going to let them serve alone.
Now, the title of this book is really that description. It's connecting us with those displaced Christians from northern Iraq. Tell us a little bit about how all of these stories came together.
Well, it was amazing because, you know, we work in 68 countries, and so we hear these stories all the time. We have a chance to travel, to meet with brothers and sisters, to really sit down face-to-face and to hear their stories. And we just noticed that there were themes that were emerging, really six themes that we captured in the book. And they're themes that you would probably expect, for the most part, like faithfulness and courage and sacrifice and perseverance. But then there were also themes that were kind of shocking, I think, for most of us that emerged. Like, for example, joy. You know, many believers that are facing persecution are, by God's grace, experiencing incredible joy. And sometimes it's unexplainable. It's just supernatural. It doesn't make sense from a human perspective. But that's another theme that emerged. Another one was forgiveness. We have stories and people that I've met with personally that have incredible stories of forgiveness, only by God's grace. And let me just say this, Adam, Jesus is the hero of the story. I mean, these brothers and sisters are not heroes in and of themselves. They are simply walking with Jesus, and he's giving them the ability to endure persecution in some really remarkable ways.
Now, Voice of the Martyrs has had a long-standing ministry of getting these stories out there through your magazine, as well as through your website and through your radio program, your podcast. What is it about this book that is maybe going to be different or more intriguing to our listeners, to those who will get a copy of the book, to see more of the details of these individuals' lives?
Yeah, what's really neat about the book is that it's something you can go through with a group. In fact, there's an accompanying small group curriculum with six video segments, and they're just 15-minute video segments. What's amazing about this is that we went to the field, we interviewed Christian brothers and sisters, and then we brought back their stories. So on the video, you actually are sitting in your living room or your church or Sunday school classroom. You're literally looking, you know, face-to-face with someone who's experienced persecution, and to hear their stories. It's really a remarkable project. So I think what's neat about it is the book, I mean, my kids have read it. I've got five kids. Some of the older ones have read it. It's pretty intense content. So some of the younger children may not be able to read it yet, but the older children are reading it. They're being inspired. They're learning about the nine hot spots around the world that are featured in the book. I mean, they're from Africa to the Middle East, even over to the Philippines in Mindanao Island. There is incredible Islamic extremism happening. And so as they read the book, they begin to sort of broaden their understanding of the universal body of Christ.
Tell us a little bit more about what are the stories going to be about? What are the stories consist of when you go to northern Iraq and you see a lot of these Christians who have been displaced and the testimony that they have to the church here in the United States of their faith and their fervency for Christ?
Well, Adam, the choice that they're given is to convert to Islam, to leave, to sell themselves into slavery or pay a jizya tax, or to be killed. And what always surprises me is how matter-of-fact they say that, or we will be killed, because it's not an idle threat. They've seen it happen. They know it's a reality. And so if you think about our existence here in the United States of America, we're very infrequently faced with life and death decisions like that. And the decision is based on their faith. That's the whole issue. And so if you think about it, we can learn from their example. We have a lot to learn from the way that they're handling these crises. Because, by the way, we don't know when and or if persecution like that will come to the United States of America.
Yeah, one of the things that I find really interesting is that part of the ministry that you have is getting these stories out there so that we can better be in prayer for those who are being persecuted around the world. But what seems to happen more times than not is that these people teach us a lesson about our faith. And I think that these people's prayers lives could be praying for us, and they should be praying for us here in the United States, because they seem to have such a stronger connection to their faith going through this persecution.
Yeah, you know, it's true, Adam. I think it's interesting when you think about our lives. We're very distracted, we're very busy, we're very comfortable, really, most of us. And so when you think about their situation, they've lost everything. And I've heard a number of them say over the years, you know, I lost everything, but I didn't lose my faith, and I still have Jesus. And then they find that Jesus is enough. And honestly, at times, I'm a little envious of that position they're in, because they really have experienced a connection with Jesus that very few of us have experienced unless we've gone through something like that. You know, Richard Wurmbrand, our founder, talked about this when he was in a Romanian prison for 14 years. He said, when I was in solitary confinement, I experienced a closeness with Jesus, an intimacy with God that I just could never experience again.
As Christians are reading these stories and their hearts are burdened, I know that there are so many other ways to be plugged into what you as a ministry are doing through Voice of the Martyrs. What is it that our listeners can do to be more engaged, better informed in their prayers, and more active in helping those who are in great need, especially those displaced Christians in northern Iraq?
Yeah, well, we always like to say that the first place to start is just getting to know your family members. You know, I have one biological sister, Adam. You know, her name's Jessica. She's 3 years younger than I am. And that's the only sister I have. And I just think about sometimes, what if someone, what if my parents called me tomorrow and said, hey, we didn't tell you this, but you actually have another sibling. You have another sister we never told you about. Well, that call would change my life. I mean, it would really impact me. And because I would know that I had another family member. And so in the same way, we want to just invite people to get to know their family members. You have brothers and sisters in Nigeria facing Boko Haram, you know, in Somalia facing Al-Shabaab, in Yemen facing Al-Qaeda. I mean, all around the world, you have brothers and sisters. You may not have had the chance to meet them. And that's what we do. We simply just want to encourage fellowship. I was talking to someone just the other day about the work of the Voice of the Martyrs. And I said, well, you guys do a lot of research, advocacy kind of work, right? Advocacy. And I said, you know, not really, not as much as you would think. What we really do is we go and meet with brothers and sisters and tell their stories. That's kind of the heart of the mission, to promote fellowship, the fellowship within the body of Christ. And so, you know, we don't look at this as an analytical sort of thing that we, you know, that we focus on. It's for us, it's just family. It's all about the family.
What are you hoping will result as a result of the book here, I Am In, those who read it? What are you hoping will be a response and a movement as the persecution starts to really escalate? We're seeing it all over the world, as you've mentioned. Your ministry is starting to ramp up as well. What are you hoping as a result of this book?
Well, we hope that people will be inspired to not let their brothers and sisters suffer in silence, not let them serve alone. And so there's a lot of practical ways. You know, you asked how people can get involved. One of the best things to do is just go to persecution.com and just sign up for the monthly magazine. It's a free magazine. There's no charge. We just send this. It's just filled with stories about what's happening around the world. That's a great way to get involved. And through that, you can learn about other practical ways. One of the practical things we're doing with this movement is what we're calling family med packs. And I had a chance actually, along with Todd in Iraq in January, we handed out the first family med packs to to Christians who were displaced by Islamic extremism. And it was interesting, as we handed this med pack, it's just a very simple, small package of health and hygiene items. You could just tell that that especially the mother in this case was just so encouraged to just know that she was going to be able to take a little better care of her family. They're living in a tent. It's a really difficult situation, but now they have a few other things to help. And so the way that people can do that is through persecution.com or IMN.com is another place to go to learn more about this. And the IMN, I should spell it out because it's IAM-N.com. And that's another great way to get connected with this movement.
Well, thank you so much. It's such a great privilege to have you on our program and to talk about this book. I've got a copy of it right here. It is and is amazing, filled with the stories that are so important to inform our prayer life about our brothers and sisters, as you've mentioned, who are suffering around the world for their faith in Jesus Christ. So thank you for keeping us informed. Thank you for keeping us engaged and allowing us to be encouraged by our brothers and sisters, as well as to be an encouragement to them as well.
Yeah, thank you, Adam. I mean, you just captured everything that we're trying to do, just to encourage people to be engaged with their family members and to really stand strong for their faith. So thank you for the opportunity.
We hope you enjoyed this interview made possible by our ministry at Songtime Radio. You can find out more information about our ministry by visiting our website at songtime.com, where you can find this and other interviews on our podcast series, as well as our weekday broadcast, which includes teaching, interviews, and music. We also want to encourage you to sign up for our free monthly newsletter. It's got encouraging articles, and there is no obligation. To find out more information about our ministry, again, visit our website at songtime.com. This ministry is made possible by people just like yourself. We are 100% supported by our listeners. So if you have been blessed today, why not join with the many voices together for that one message, the gospel of Jesus Christ, with your donation to the Songtime Ministry. To make a donation, you can do so online at our website at songtime.com, as well as by mail. Write to us at Songtime Radio, P.O. Box 100, Barnstable, Massachusetts, 02630, or give us a call. Make a donation over the phone. It's 508-362-7070. On behalf of our entire Songtime staff and our own Dr. John DeBrine, the founder here at Songtime, who encourages you to grow in grace and not groan in disgrace, from Cape Cod, I'm Adam Miller. God bless.